And good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are listening to Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. I probably just shot a sound right through Molly Collins' ear here just a second ago, but Molly is with us on the telephone. And Molly is with us and she is with Family Healthcare Clinic. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on air. We had originally scheduled this to talk about a fundraiser that was coming up on May 2nd, which was for the Kentucky Derby, but we had to cancel that fundraiser because the coronavirus just took everything down.
Oh, goodness. Are there any plans? Of course, we'd have to wait on see if the horse race is going to do anything.
Horse race has been scheduled, rescheduled, I think, till September, and so we probably won't do that fundraiser this year, but we do have one in September called Miles for Mammogram. In the meantime, we're just seeing folks in our clinic. We're a nonprofit, and so we see folks without insurance and who are on adult Sooner Care or Medicaid. We offer a real reasonable price point for folks to get in, and we have just been, you know, staying open while everything else sort of just, closes to be able to mitigate all the things happening with the COVID-19 epidemic.
This has been an unusual piece of our history, that is for sure. And a lot of people, have a lot of health concerns, not only about that, but also a lot of other things, too. So if they caught the virus, it would really complicate things. I imagine that you have been busy there at Family Healthcare Clinic.
Yeah, we had to make the unfortunate decision not to test for COVID-19 because...
Oh, boy.
One of the things that you find is you really want the right protective equipment to do so. And as a small nonprofit, medical clinic, we were used to seeing patients. We used gloves and we used masks, of course. But what you really need for that are some, real good equipment for your staff to remain safe. And you need a plethora of it. And so, we have 8 gowns. That's not enough to test a bunch of folks. So we had to make the decision not to test for COVID-19. But we did get some, additional supplies because what we will do is we're the primary care provider for many folks, and we will see them after they've had, a positive diagnosis of the COVID-19. So we have some stock and supply, and I always keep my eye out looking for more. But we basically stayed open for all your other healthcare needs. If you needed, your womanly, your exam done, if you needed, you had some sort of infection, a cold, the flu, we've done all those basic healthcare things in this time because we know that so people are sheltering at home or people are safer at home. There's stuff that still happens that they need somebody to give them some medical advice, whether it's through the phone or whether it's in the office, and they need it at a price point that they can afford. And so our office visits start at around $40, plus, additional costs of lab if they should need it. So we are a great alternative. And for anybody who has recently become unemployed, we offer we offer that option for them as well because we do not take private insurance.
That is amazing. And where are you located, by the way, Molly, for the folks who might be new to town?
Perfect. We're at 1820 West Tensley. We're across from the Phillips 66 Research Center, down by that gas, the ASAP gas station.
Oh.
We're literally like on the right-hand sign, the left-hand sign, if you're going to go to Pawhuska off of Highway 60. It's that crazy intersection at the west end of town.
Can't miss it.
Nope.
Now, for folks who can and feel that, this is something worth supporting, how can folks make a donation to your nonprofit clinic? How is that arranged?
Absolutely. Right now, you could go online to our website, www.familyhealthcareclinic.org, and you can donate through our PayPal line. You could send us a check directly at 1820 West Tensley, Bartlesville, 74003. You can call the clinic, and we could run your credit card. There are a plethora of ways that you could support us. And we did just finish a funding drive called Critical Funding for Care, but I'm always looking for donations that just keep us going. For sure, it's just an interesting time. One of the programs that the community really supports is our free mammogram program, which essentially we have a run in the fall. It raises money, and then folks come into our office and they get their initial exam, and then we give them a coupon for a free mammogram service at Jane Phillips. And so essentially what they get from us is the ability to, screen early for breast cancer. And it's amazing, the people and the stories that we have. And not every person that comes in here will get a clean mammo. Some of them will be diagnosed with something. And so we literally have the ability to change lives every day. It's amazing.
Well, it is amazing. It's amazing what you're able to do in this run. Where do you hold that?
We hold that typically, it had been held in Dewey, but we were bringing it back to Bartlesville this year. And so we're still hoping as the world opens up slowly, because it really needs to be as slow as possible for everybody to be safe, that we can still hold that in September. We're still figuring out ourselves exactly, you know, what it means as is it okay for a gathering, even of runners, at that level in September. So we're just waiting for guidance from, you know, the city and the state and the president to figure out what the best way for us to make sure that everybody is safe, because for us as a medical clinic, it would not be appropriate to make anybody unsafe. So.
That's true. You know, some of these races have gone virtual.
Yep.
If that's a last resort scenario or something like that.
Right, and that could be exactly what we do. We're just, you know, we're kind of in a holding pattern. We'll start to organize ourselves a little bit here in May, and then we'll go forward. But typically that run is at the end of May. It's a 5K run and a 1K fun run, and essentially it is the thing that supports this mammogram program, and it's just the stories that I hear from people who have run it, the stories who I hear from people who have, you know, come to us, got a free mammogram, and then found out they had cancer, and what we mean to them.
Oh, wow.
It's just incredible. I would not want to see that program go away at all.
We're speaking with Molly Collins. She's with the Family Health Care Clinic in Bartlesville. And, you know, we're learning a lot about what you do and how you do it, but it is nonprofit, and they do need your help. And with this fundraiser not being able to, you know, come through here in May as usual, it's been possibly put off a little bit longer. It's kind of critical. So if you're in a situation where you're of means, please consider a donation to keep the doors open and keep people healthy.
Yes, absolutely. And if you know of anybody who needs care, who doesn't have insurance or has a high deductible plan, meaning they have, you know, their insurance only kicks in between $5,000 and $10,000.
Oh boy.
Please give us a call. That's why we're here. We're here to help people. Right now we were given a grant for patient assistance fund. So if you cannot pay for your medical care, we can get you in for free and maybe even get you some labs for free. We know that it's tough times all over, but we're really urging people to call us and see if we can help.
You provide such a wonderful resource in our community. Molly, if I could, may I ask, do you have a website where people can check you out? If they're just hearing this in the car, sometimes it's difficult to jot things down.
Yeah, absolutely. It's www.familyhealthcareclinic.org. Or if you Google, you know, affordable healthcare, we typically pull up. If you go to Facebook and you look for Family Healthcare Clinic, you'll find us. We keep our stuff, you know, pretty active and up to date, so that folks have an easy place to go to look for information.
That is absolutely wonderful. What a great resource you are in our community, and especially now in this time of critical need for so many people.
Absolutely. We are a Bartlesville Regional United Way agency, and so we are so lucky and blessed that they help keep our costs low so that we can offer these opportunities for people. And they also sponsor our teen pregnancy prevention program, which is in Dewey and Nuwata schools, which the classes have had to cease because obviously school's not in session, so we've taken some of that online. But our coordinator for that program has been doing it for 20 years, has seen over, you know, 3,000 kiddos and helped, you know, reduce the rates of, you know, assist with the reduction of rates of pregnancy in this area. And so we really are a small nonprofit with a big heart. We try to help anybody as much as we can. Even if we can't help you, we get you the resources you need or send you on your way. My provider here and my nurse are stellar. They're just wonderful people. So, you know, really.
Well, they sound like it, and it sounds like you've got just a great staff there on hand to help those who really need the help.
Yes, absolutely.
Anything else you'd like to add today, Molly?
Just our phone number. If you think you need some health care and you can't afford it, give us a call. If you think you don't even know you have some questions, give us a call. I helped somebody else figure out how to get some tax information the other day, or, you know, the number for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that number is 918-336-4822. We'd love to get you in, get you seen, and if not, we will, you know, do our best to help you.
We've been speaking with Molly Collins with Family Health Care Clinic in Bartlesville. Molly, thank you. I want you to have a great day.
Perfectly. Thank you so much. Thanks for interviewing. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Don't be a stranger. We'll have you back soon.
All right. Thanks.
That is Molly Collins once again.